empty. He sits on his stool, feet propped against the windowsill, just staring. Staring out at the street with the cars and the people. He's empty. The canvas, his last canvas, the paint is now dry on it, has been for a week. But he has no motivation, no desire, no concept of what he should do next. In fact, if he thinks about it, he's angry at himself, disgusted with himself. All of his work for the past year has been nothing but variations of a theme. He feels more like an assembly line, a factory, than an artist. He knows that he should stop, he should quit, he should move away. He should be a farmer, anything but what he's doing. As he stares, he sees a woman walk by, and for some reason she catches his eye. Compact, pert, dressed smartly, black, rounded toe shoes with a strap. She carries a small black bag over her left shoulder, as if she's walking someplace in earnest. He watches as she goes out of sight, and then he's empty again. As he stares, he begins to see an image. A one-floor walk-up apartment, and then a shoe on the floor, a rounded toe shoe with a strap, turned on its side, on the edge of a pool of liquid. And then he begins to see the torso, the woman he had just seen, hanging from a rafter in the small one-floor walk-up. One shoe still on, urine dripping off of her left leg. Her bare arms have no rings nor jewelry. And then he can see a small bureau, and there aligned is all of her things, perfectly aligned. And he can see and feel her loneliness, her despair. And he can see how he could paint it. Furrows on her face, the hands, how they lie so motionless by her side, the dress so neatly fitted around her. No, he cannot go there. He cannot see that. He cannot share that. He cannot paint that. No, he's seen, been, felt that before, and has always refused to paint it. He'll refuse again this time. That is too sacred, too secret. He is just empty.